the downstroke baler rent or lease, $300 monthly. Wire for baler based on the current market cost. Trailer, which would be all your mixed items, would be $450 per load for a haul rate. Response time as needed.
There was some discussion on the additional costs, because we currently don't have additional costs with Greenway. And they came back to us just with some added information. To negotiate some things in the contract. One of the items that changed was newsprint magazines went from minus $55 a ton to minus $15 a ton.
Part of it with, if we go with Republic, that we're going to change would be, we wouldn't be going through near the amount of Gaylord boxes. We could combine all of our paper except for hardback in a baler, which would cut down a lot of time and labor. What else?
The trailer haul charge, that's just for parking the trailer on site.
And then for reference, this mixed recycle loads, I think we've done six or seven this year up to date. The amount of trailers, eight. Greenway's hauled off eight mixed loads, which would correspond with 450. But like Devin said, if we start taking the paper out of the Gaylords, putting it into bales, then that number's going to be reduced.
We're going to have a lot more weight per trailer. Yeah. We should be able to leave out of there with 80,000 pounds. Right now, the Gaylord boxes take up a lot of room, and you can't really put anything on top of them very good.
Right, and it's just loose packed in there.
Yeah.
It's just thrown in.
And we're currently having issues getting cardboard picked up. Last week when I was over there, we had about three semi-loads. Can't get them to haul off, and we don't have all that much room to store additional. And we've been having issues with getting wire for the balers.
And Greenway is not interested in it anymore.
I haven't talked to them. I mean, they were sent the invitation.
Because they came here and highly recommended us taking it. The newspaper magazine that's loose, and that's the only one they lowered the price on. Is that our leased one that we use, or do we?
Would that actually cost for us to take, for them to take?
Do you have the cost breakdown?
You mean the amount? The amount we get paid for that?
When it says minus $15 a ton versus $55 a ton. That's what they originally printed out, but then they came back with 15.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that was to make up for the, some of those to make up for the cost of the machine.
Yeah, about 10 inches.
Yeah. Quarterly, first, second, and third, and then I've got But I believe Devin is looking at some other options for a baler for next year,
yes,
so that we would not have that annual cost.
I've found a baler and a conveyor to help with the labor and that, but I've got to talk to you all during budget on the purchase of it. We can get it for a very low cost.
Well, right now we have one bid. We can always look at the, whenever the contract actually comes through, we can have some further discussions. Maybe you'll know better then on, as far as awarding the bid, that's what we're here for today, correct? Do you guys want to have any more discussion on that, or do you want to go out for rebid, or what are you guys thinking?
I'm good with Republic.
Do you guys?
I would suggest in your motion, I'm saying subject to contract negotiations at the end.
Right. Move to award bid number 202211-514 to Allied Services LLC, doing business as Republic Services, subject to contract negotiations.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Probably in budget will be the time we'll discuss the question that I want to ask. I'll be asking then what expense, what we've taken as revenue, and what our final line is, so we know what it's actually costing the county.
Okay. We will work on that.
Thank you.
Because we got the one side of it, but Devin's got the other. Yeah. So
that's why I was mentioning. I'd be interested in that when we come to budget.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Intergovernmental agreement for Taney County Fairgrounds disposal number 22-113 Road and Bridge.
Are you all familiar with that, or do you want me to explain?
No, I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
So, move to approve the intergovernmental agreement for Taney County Fairgrounds disposal by and between Taney County and Taney County Fair Board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I guess we probably need to state that it is not the disposal of the Taney County Fairgrounds. It is for the county to be able to use the fairgrounds as a site to dispose of brush, rock, dirt, concrete, asphalt millings.
It's actually a win for both parties, for the fairground and for the county.
They want the fill, and we need a place to dispose of it at times. So.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The title can be a little misleading. We are not disposing of the fairgrounds.
Amendment to the agreement for engineering services. 2023, number 22-132, Roden Bridge.
Devin, you're fine with all these?
No questions.
No, I don't. I've not seen it.
But so you have or haven't?
I haven't.
Looks like there's some $10 increases and $5 increases per hour. Is that about right?
It's more of a breakdown also of the jobs. No problem.
Nope.
Move to approve the amendment to agreement for engineering services between HDR Engineering, Inc. and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Annual service agreement for whole body scanner number 22-127, Sheriff.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated December 9, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. This is Tech 84 Incorporated in Taney County.
The warranty is up in March?
Correct.
The end of March? What, have we had any issues with it so far?
No, we have not, but we looked at the cost of some to repair certain things, and even I don't have the numbers in front of me, but even the required tests that we're supposed to have done annually, if we didn't have this service agreement, you know, if something broke on it, it could cost a whole lot more. So it's just kind of a insurance policy, so to speak, to go this route.
Then it'll extend it for another year?
Yes.
And kind of reading about this scanner and reading some more, this is seems to be the highest technology that's out there.
Yes. Yes. It's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's proved itself, has it not?
It has. Yes. We've kept quite a bit of stuff out of the jail that we may not have found otherwise.
And it sounds like it detects, even if they have a fever that you wouldn't know they were sick, so you could catch that before you
yes.
put them in with the other
correct.
Inmates.
Any questions?
Go ahead. Move to approve the annual service agreement for the whole body scanner between TEC 84 Inc. contractor and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Animal Control Jurisdictional Agreement 2023, Village of Kirbyville, number 22-131, Animal Control. I've received a letter dated December 9, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. This is between Village of Kirbyville and Taney County.
Just a question. On the $12.47 an hour, if they call our officer out there, that's not as much as their salary, is it, their hourly salary?
Right.
I would just kind of assume that they would be one and the same.
I will talk to Nikki about that. I think the contracts are drawn up before.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would suggest that it should be the same. If you're calling them out for a special duty to mm-hmm. that outside of the normal, mm-hmm. it looks like it would be their hourly wage.
Is it the same for every jurisdiction?
Yes. I think what we did was we averaged, because it's not always the animal control officer. Sometimes it's the kennel techs, the full-time group.
They come out.
So I think they averaged them together, and that's where that amount came from.
The kennel tech.
I still think that's below what our current rate of kennel
mm-hmm.
tech is as
it
well.
It is. So, but that, I think those agreements were drawn up prior to last year.
Because I think they're higher, too.
Yeah.
The kennel tech is. I think we need to just look at that point.
Do we want to look at that before we do this one, or do we want to?
When are the others due? Do you have an idea?
Pardon?
Do you know when the others are coming up? Are they on an annual basis?
It would be after the first of the year.
After the first?
Yeah, because we did the...